Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, like Albert Breer, who just joined us there to talk about Tom Brady. Dave McMiniman is going to join us in about 10 or 12 minutes. If you miss any part of the show, you can always subscribe to the podcast. Now's a good time to do that. So, subscribe, rate, and review. And it's also, since we're taking calls on people in the community who have small businesses, who may be offering goods and services that may be able to help you out, that's also a good way to catch up on that. If you missed that, just go to the podcast, because they'll all be there. All the calls and whatnot will be there. This segment brought to you by our friends at Simply Safe. You know, every night, local police departments across America receive hundreds of calls from burglars or burglar alarms. Most of them, man, they have no idea whether the alarm is real, but Simply Safe Home Security is different. If there's a break-in, Simply Safe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. That means they dispatch up to 350 times faster. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home, outdoor cameras, doorbell alerts, entry, motion, glass break sensors, etc. And of course, Simply Safe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's 24/7 monitoring from live security professionals. You can set the system up yourself like I did. No tools needed. Trust me. I am not tool time Tim. Trust me. What about that? Or Simply Safe can do it for you. It's just 50 cents a day with no contracts. Visit simplysafe.com. You'll get free shipping and 60-day risk-free trial. Go to simplysafe.com. That's simplysafe.com. All right. We'll get to some of these calls. I want to talk to some of these people here who have been on hold to chat with us about their businesses, their small businesses, like Doug in Orange. Doug, how are you? How can we help you today, sir?
Doing all right. I'm a fellow martial artist. I have a fairly new studio, and yeah, this is not the easiest time.
Yeah, I would imagine that's not the easiest time. I have a friend who has a studio in Manhattan who's had to kind of shut down in New York, who's had to shut down five of his schools. Here's an idea for you. He's been doing privates on FaceTime.
Yeah, I'm at my studio. I just pulled up to my studio right now. I'm going to try to put together some videos, try to make sure I get all the parents on my Facebook, everything, so I can stay in contact and try something that way.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one way to do it. But you can even set up private, you know, private lessons, you know, for whatever fee. And he's been doing them on FaceTime, and it's been working for him. So that might be something that could help you out a little bit.
That's a good idea. Keep me afloat.
Yeah, brother.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And what part? What is the name of the school? Real quick?
Nova Star Martial Arts in Mission Viejo, California.
Okay, there you go. So there you have it. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
You
Bye.
Got it.
You could come down and be a guest instructor.
I could!
You still got it? Are you flexible enough?
I need to stretch a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm 42, dog.
I know, man. Them hamstrings don't stretch like they used to,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, it's kind of like when Key was trying to do that, remember that, what was he doing?
Trying to touch his toes?
Touch his toes.
Yeah.
he went to the back and stretched for a little bit. Yeah, yeah. You got to, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
Yeah. Though, remember when we were doing the morning show, we had, remember Equanimeous St. Brown's dad? Was it John St. Brown?
Yeah.
His dad, he was like a bodybuilder or whatnot, and he told us, ain't never stretch.
That, you know, Randy Moss never stretched.
Yeah.
There's no film of him stretching. Keyshawn swears, in his playing days at least, that he didn't stretch. Some guys like that. I need that, man.
Yeah, I need to stretch, man. Yeah, I'm with you, dog. I ain't messing around. I've been telling people on the show for weeks, man, my left hip flexor. I don't know what's going on there, but every couple of weeks, man, it just hurts for a stretch.
Yoga, man, they got some good hip flexors in yoga, man. I do it once a week, bro.
You
do it online.
I may have to do it online now.
Yeah, no, I do. I never leave the house because I've done it enough in a studio where I'm familiar with the moves, but do it online. Look it up. Yeah. You'll find some good for your hips.
Namaste. Austin in Hermosa. What's up, Austin?
Hey, you guys. First, I just want to say thanks for this opportunity this morning. As you're right, small businesses are kind of struggling just like everybody else and keeping their finances going, but I have a hair salon in Hermosa Beach, just south of Manhattan Beach from you guys. And I'm open through this, and it's a single-man studio. So numbers in groups are down, and I'm doing my best to keep a place of refuge and somewhere you can kind of escape and, you know, maybe have some voice of reason or just give me your opinion on things. And you can book at austinshair.com, which also includes the phone number, and I'll be my phones at your convenience. So thanks again for the call, and thanks again for the show. Really appreciate it.
You got it, brother, for sure. Take care. So Dave McMiniman going to join us in a few minutes. We got a couple more calls we can take here real quick. Let me grab Bobby in the LBC. Bobby, what do you got?
Hi, I have infrared sauna of Long Beach. So the way these infrared works, they actually warm up your core to get the sweat impurities out. So you're in a 40-minute session, private room. These are actually boost your immune system and get your white cell blood count up to help fight off any bacteria or viruses that we come across during these crazy times.
And where are you located?
North Long Beach off Carson Bellflower. 40-minute sessions, private rooms, and we don't have no more than 8 people at a time. And we've been open just over a year and a half. You can visit us at longbeachsauna.com and just check us out. I mean, this helps a lot of people who have arthritis, cancer, or just anything going around. This helps everybody out. Just to decompress, you know, just relax, and also doing all the other stuff that these things do. It gets your core up, maybe about 4 to 5 points what it is right now. You get your heart rate working right now. People who can't work out, you still get the stress, still get the burn, but also all the extra benefits of it.
I feel you, man. All right, thank you, Bobby. Good luck.
Thank you.
You got it. And let me grab one more. Andy in Lenox. Andy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you guys doing today?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm getting a little crazy out here. But look, man, at the moment, I found wholesalers, and I could get people eggs, rice, beans, vegetables, and fruit. Not trying to rip nobody off. I don't have a business whatsoever. But, like, I do have elderly parents that are in their late 70s, and they have health issues. So I'm doing this for them, but I'm also doing it for elderly people or people that have parents that need help. I could get you guys stuff. I'll deliver to you guys. You know, I'm not trying to rip nobody off, but we've never gone through anything like this. I've been in the military. I've gone through some stuff, and I've never seen anything like this. So if anybody needs any help, you know, I feel like I'm a servant to society in a sense because, I mean, I could be ripping people off because I know where to get stuff, but at the same time, I don't want to rip nobody off. I just want to help people because nobody's ever been through this. I could tell you that for a fact. I'm 43, yep. And the only thing that I've seen crazier things like this, like when I was young and I saw the space shuttle blow up on live TV or, you know, 9/11.
Yeah.
But to say, like, right now, I'm on the freeway right now. I'm actually going towards ESPN right now.
How do people get in touch with you?
I could give you my number, and if they call you guys, you know.
Okay,
my number.
We can do that. That's fine. We'll put you on hold, man. Thank you, Andy.
Cool. No problem, man. You guys have a blessed day. Everybody stay safe, please.
You too, brother. All right, real quick, before we go to break, I had mentioned earlier why the Chargers and Phillip Rivers parted ways. So the OG, Chris Mortensen, NFL insider, had this to say.
Well, the one thing about Phillip Rivers there is, as Adam just said, they explored other options. Some of those other options included, do we trade for a guy like Andy Dalton? But a trade would cost you a draft pick. And it's not going to be a first-round draft pick that the Bengals are going to ask for Andy Dalton. But the Colts gave up their one to get Buckner from the 49ers. And so Rivers fills this void while they continue to look for their quarterback of the future.
So basically the Colts are trying to go all in, and that's why the fit worked. And they'll try to figure this out, whether it's Brissett, you know, whatever. And then the Chargers also are in slight rebuild. Like, they feel like, I think that the way the Chargers are handling this is, if I had to equate it to someone in the NBA, maybe Oklahoma City, you know, when they traded for like
reboot, not a rebuild.
Right.
Almost.
Correct. Reboot. Right. Where they feel like if we can just tread water this year, if we get a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes like Tyrod Taylor and rely on our running game and defense, we may be able to win enough games to get into the dance, into the playoffs. And I think that's kind of their move. And they feel like it was going to be harder to do that with Phillip to tell him, hey, man, you can't throw the ball as much.
You can't close your guys and throw it into triple coverage anymore.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. All right, we'll take more of your calls. We got a lot of people chiming in. We got some restaurants on hold. We'll get to that in a bit. We're also going to find out what's going on with the Lakers with this situation with the NBA. They played the Nets. They were testing their guys. They're going to self-quarantine their guys. Dave McMiniman does a phenomenal job covering the Lakers. He's going to join us in 4 minutes. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Presented by Progressive Insurance, all our guests like Dave McMiniman appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart. Obviously, the Lakers are in a very strange situation due to the Nets having played them, and the Nets having 4 players testing positive, including Kevin Durant. So we'll talk to Dave about that in a second. A couple of quick things. We'll get to your calls in a sec because I know I've been asking people who own small businesses to call in. If you're providing goods and services, that way people in your community know that you're there for them. And, you know, if they need services and goods, that they can come to you and vice versa, and you can deliver, et cetera, et cetera. We have people also on Twitter I created a thread where you can kind of add your business there too. We have a gentleman named Peter Sears, who's a personal trainer, offering free or pay what you can live stream classes on Skype or FaceTime. That's Peter Sears, S-E-R-S. So we're just trying to do what we can to help people, you know, stay afloat and do what you can and get whatever you need as well at this point. So let's go to Dave McMiniman. Does a phenomenal job covering the Lakers, our Lakers insider for ESPN. First of all, dude, you good? Everything cool?
Yeah, I'm good, man. And I like what you're doing with that. Let me shout out a business in my neighborhood. I live in Venice, and there's a restaurant called Scopa, great Italian place. Obviously, no one can come in to sit down and enjoy a meal there. They've changed their kind of business plan to having like a market. So you can go in and get the sauces and get the pre-cooked pasta and go cook it yourself, which I think is a, you know, kind of smart way to understand what's going on right now. So if you provide that platform, I'll shout out Scopa.
Yep, for sure. There you go. And again, if you missed, if you're just tuning in and you missed the callers earlier from the different places, subscribe to the Sedano Show podcast and you can go back and just scroll through it and find the calls there. All right, Dave, so let's talk about what transpired here. So I would imagine once the Nets players tested positive, immediately the Lakers went into action. But just kind of give us the timeline on how all this unfolded for them.
Yeah, obviously the Lakers were surprised, the people within the organization that I spoke to yesterday afternoon when the Nets, you know, it wasn't like we heard any leaks prior to that the Nets were testing or that they were fearful that one player showed symptoms. It was a team release. Okay, four guys have it. And, you know, I think it induced a bit of a scramble mode, but I'm not trying to cast any aspersions on the Lakers because literally we've all been in scramble mode, I feel like, for the last 8 days. And so from that point on, it became about what can we do, who should get tested, what can we do to secure the test. Now, I don't have the answers of how they got them. All I can tell you right now is that they provided testing for the players at the player's choice and that the tests were administered this morning at a site where the players never left their cars. They drove up, I imagine, rolled down the window, hooked their head out, and then someone brought a Q-tip, put it up their nose, you know, swabbed the culture, and it took a matter of minutes. One source who I spoke to this morning said he was not informed when to expect the results. We've seen from other teams, other players, you know, Utah Jazz, certainly an example, that it took, you know, less than 12 hours to get those results. That could depend on what testing unit that team was using. So, you know, we're waiting to find out basically, on the reporting side, how long the players will be waiting to find out these results.
Dave McMiniman joining us here. Look, I think that we're in a situation where I would imagine every team is probably going to have to do this, because I guess initially the thought was teams that had played the Jazz within a certain amount of time. But I just think it's fair to say that every team, right, all 30, should probably just do their best to have these tests done for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, a couple days ago I spoke to a prominent agent, and he said that he felt like the league was kind of on pause at the moment, other than being suspended. But their main thought process and goal was to, quote-unquote, follow the Gobert trail. This is separate from the Gobert trail, though. So now we wait, and we see if, you know, the other teams that the Lakers played, you know, say a Lakers player, God forbid, ends up testing positive. Well, the two teams they played before the Nets were the Clippers and the Bucks. And so are the Clippers and Bucks testing? And then if, say, a Clipper player or a Bucks player tests positive, then the previous teams that played them, are they testing? And so obviously there's a domino effect, but there's also a recognition within the country that tests are hard to come by.
Right.
And I don't think NBA teams want to look callous or look like they're missing the point by, you know, testing willy-nilly. I think that it's important to say, I believe the Utah Jazz administered over 50 tests you know, the Lakers, it would have to be less than 17. If you count the two-way players, I mean, that's 17 players. No training staff members, no coaching staff members at this point were offered the test today.
Gotcha. Dave McMiniman with us here. I would imagine you've talked to players throughout this process. What is their sense of just everything that's been going on?
I don't think they're much different than you or I, George, or our neighbors, or our loved ones, or our family. It's a lot of wait and see. Several players I have spoken to, though, have been trying to be responsible citizens, and it's not necessarily self-quarantining, certainly social distancing. You know, you've had seen on their social media accounts, Kyle Kuzma's been in the gym, JaVale McGee's been in the gym, LeBron James has been in the gym, but you've also seen on their social media accounts a lot of time spent with their family at home. You know, LeBron was watching his old high school games last night in full. He's been doing TikTok videos with his family. You know, Kyle Kuzma went through his whole phone last night through his photo reel and put up just about every outrageous outfit he's worn in the last two seasons on his Instagram story. I mean, I think they are feeling the boredom that a lot of us are feeling, but from what I can tell, I was told yesterday a majority of the players, if not all, stayed in market. And so you haven't seen on social media a guy popping up, you know, in Cabo or something like that, acting like this is not a serious thing that's going on.
So, Dave, I know that Woj and our guys and yourself and Ramon and everyone's done reporting on just kind of the sense of what could happen if we do get back to games. What is your best guess as to what will happen? Like, my guess is that we're not, if we do get back to games, there are clearly not going to be any fans. But do you get a sense of, like, if there's like a time to play the season if we get to that point?
Getting the chance to resume this season until September. And again, it's all hypothetical. I'm not reporting anything right here. If you weren't starting up till September and it went 6 weeks from there, now, even if you wanted to do this new Christmas Day start time of the season, you're eating up whatever off season there would be to do that. And obviously, if you were to start in late October, as you normally do, then there's absolutely no off season. So I would imagine if you're looking at a start past late July, it would be in serious jeopardy. And I think the bigger question is, because most of the people, actually, literally all the people I've spoken to in the league and in the last week, and that's coaches, front office members, players, agents, trainers, there is a shared optimism that this thing will not be completely lost.
Okay.
The question is, do you come back and say you lose more and more time? You say, well, the thing we really want is the playoffs, and then these guys will not have played basketball for 3 months, and they're going to play the biggest game of the year to try to determine a champion. That, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. Plus, there are some playoff races where, you know, you're not going to allow those teams to get the final 20 games to make their push to try to qualify for the playoffs. So my guess is that there will be a truncated end to the regular season, however games that may be.
Kind of like a warm-up?
And yeah, kind of like a warm-up. Like, let's say 8 games. I'm just throwing a number out there, and no one's told me that number, but enough games where you can get a sense of a little bit of a rhythm, sense of a little bit of a final chase to make a playoff seeding, and then you get into the games that matter. And then it also wouldn't surprise me if they, you know, went back to a 5-game first round series or something like that to help move the playoffs along a little quicker.
I would love that. I you know, that was the last time we actually got real upsets in the first round. And not that we had that many of them then either, but I think it at least gives you the potential for something like that, which will make it more interesting.
Yeah, you get the Kim and McTumbo crying on the court after beating the Sonics. I mean, that's the first round. I mean, listen, I love the playoffs, so I could take, you know, 7 games. I could take 11 games each series and make it 5 rounds, but yeah, I'm with you. The 5-game first round series does make a 1-8 matchup or a 2-7 matchup more exciting than you know, a 7-game series.
Well, I do love that Mutombo moment. What I immediately default to, unfortunately, is Allen Houston hitting a shot that I still get very upset about. So there's that. But anyway.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a great, obviously, any time you make a game winner, but it was like one of the uglier game winners you'll ever see. Yeah. It was kind of like a leaner.
It bounced on the rim a bunch of times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me. Sure. In my mind, it bounced on the rim like 37 times. It really just hit the front of the rim, then the backboard, and then in. That's literally what happened, but it did feel like a lot more than that. But anyway. So shout out your place one more time, Scopa, right?
Yeah, Scopa. I mean, I have no ties to them, not an endorsement or anything like that, but, you know, it's a place I dine at in my neighborhood. I got an email from them, you know, that they sent to anyone who's ever dined there before saying about this new market plan. I thought it was pretty cool, ingenuity during this time, and we're all in our kitchens cooking. So Scopa Italian Market.
There you go, brother. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
All right, stay healthy. There you go, Dave McMiniman. All right, we'll open it back up to you guys. Get your thoughts on anything Dave had to say. Plus, if you got a small business and you want people to know you're providing goods and services like Scopa in Venice, feel free, 877-710-ESPN. If you missed any of the people that called earlier, subscribe to the Sedano Show podcast wherever you get podcasts, iTunes or whatever. I mean, Apple Podcasts, not iTunes anymore, or whatever. And do that. You know, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever, and ESPN app. And you can go back and scroll through and find the calls there for people that have been calling in. But you can call as well at 877-710-ESPN if you've got a small business or you want to shout out a small business like Dave did. You don't have to own the business, but you just want to let people know about what's going on in a particular community. Feel free, 877-710-ESPN. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. A couple of things that are just happening right now during the break, and we're going to take more of your calls if you have a small business or want to shout out a small business that may be doing business in your local community to help people, help the businesses, help the community, get goods and services. We're doing that, 877-710-ESPN. And, of course, if you missed any of them, just subscribe to the podcast, Sedano Show Podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or ESPN app or whatever, and you can scroll through and find the calls that way. So real quick, though, even outside of sports, so there is a report by The Guardian, which is a website that I believe is based in Europe.
All right.
They're saying that, you know, we're having, I don't know if you've seen this in the news, Raj, but we have people who are in the trials, right? They're taking alleged coronavirus vaccines.
Yes.
You know, here they got to test them out. They got to go through months and months and months of tests before they can see what the effectiveness is. Well, according to The Guardian, they're saying that in Japan, they're starting to do the same things. And that their drug at the moment shows that it's being effective, at least with 340 people that have been treated to this point. Huh. They're doing it in mass production. So there could be, again, I don't want to get everyone's hope super high, but there could be some hope on the horizon.
Yeah, yesterday was obviously St. Paddy's Day, strange day. One of my friends, a doc, works at a hospital. He was just home alone from Australia drinking some whiskey. So I go over there, you know, we're sharing some whiskey and, you know, just two of us. And I was asking him, you know, how long will this take? Like, he said, man, could be months, could be, you just don't know. It depends on how the testing that you're talking about,
right?
How this goes. I mean, there are early signs. You have to wait a while and see if there's any long-term effects. So, all right, well, at least we're starting. This is stage one of it, right? Or is step towards getting through this.
Yeah, the Guardian is a British newspaper. And, you know, they've got a report that says that in Japan, they've been testing some people. And it's shown some effectiveness in their trials. So hopefully all that stuff works itself out. All right, real quick before we get to the calls, we've got some stuff. Pro Football Talk is reporting Cam Newton to the Chargers.
Yeah, that the Chargers are debating if they should go all-in pursuit. Because as you know, they went all-in on Tom Brady. And for things out of their control, Tom Brady chose the East Coast and Tampa Bay and the Bucks. But now the Chargers may turn their attention to Cam Newton.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, George, I know you mentioned earlier, hey, you can have Tyrod there and don't blow the game. You got a good defense. You got a nice running game. You got some weapons. But my concern is moving to this new stadium that we're going to have in Inglewood. you can't go in there with Tyrod. Like, I don't think that Cam is that good of a, you know, like nowhere near the MVP form of 2015. I question if the wear and tear and all the hits have taken its toll on his body. However, if I'm the Chargers, I'm signing up all in. I'm going into that new building with a guy with a Superman on his chest, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I like it.
Laura and I look like, what the hell's going on?
Me gusta. We used to play a game on Sedano 1.0 called Me Gusta or... No me
gusta. Oh, so like or don't I, like. Yeah. Se habla poquito español, you know.
I always wondered what those were when I used to mess with them.
Yeah, yeah. We used to play a game like that.
So you would do, if you're the Chargers, you're on board with what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm in. No doubt. Like, you need some, as Key would say, snap, crackle, pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get in there. So yeah, they absolutely need that. Like, they, and look, if he's healthy, when he was healthy early in the season, he looked good.
Yeah. I wonder if he was healthy. They were 0-2, and you know,
but he physically, I mean, he had good numbers for camp, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's the thing. He was on my keeper quarterback for years. I dropped him last year.
Oh, you finally saw him.
Yeah. Right? Cause you know who I took in the draft, in the keeper draft?
Lamar late.
Kyler Murray, who's going to be real good this year.
Ooh, got him a weapon. Yeah, speaking of that, what's the latest on that? With his weapon, you got a new DeAndre Hopkins. What you got there?
So DeAndre Hopkins, apparently, according to Michael Irvin, which we'll have the sound in the next segment because I want to take some calls here. According to Michael Irvin, there's some beef between DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien. Ooh. So we'll have this stuff for you in a little bit. So, all right, let's get some calls. People in the community, if you got a business, a small business, and you have goods and services, and you want to let people know in your community that you're servicing. Also, if you just know a business that's servicing your community, also shout it out just because we want people to know what's up. Alan in Sylmar, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, George?
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling from Blazing Bird. It's in Sylmar. It's my restaurant. We just opened last month, and we've kind of been affected by this coronavirus. So we do rotisserie chicken. We do Nashville-style hot chicken tender sandwiches. During this time, we're doing takeout and delivery orders. You could order us on Grubhub, Uber Eats, and Postmates. So I just want to let everybody know, come on down. We're ready to serve you guys.
Okay, Blazing Bird and Sylmar. We got you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
All right, Alan. Take care, brother. Take care. Be safe. Here's another one on Twitter that hit me up. Pancho. Pancho told me that his place is called RJ Spit Richard Jones Barbecue. Richard Jones Barbecue. I don't see where they're located. I want to try to get this right. They've been in business for 40 years, but hanging by a thread. So Richard Jones Barbecue. Richard Jones Barbecue. It's pit barbecue, specializing in traditional Texas barbecue. They have some of the best barbecue in SoCal. But I'm trying to see where they are located. So if someone hits... You know, if the owner who hit me up or the person who hit me up can hit me back and let me know where you are, I'll let people know where you're at. All right, let me go to Robert in Glendale. What's up, Robert?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, bud.
I have a business, the dollar store, Dollar King, in Glendale, Burbank, Eagle Rock. We have supplies for everyone. We have toilet paper, hand sanitizer. Just trying to shout out because a lot of businesses are closed right now.
Okay, and what is it called?
Dollar King.
In Glendale.
Glendale, Burbank, Eagle Rock, Valley.
Oh, right. The San Gabriel Valley area, right?
No. Well, down the other way. By.
Oh, no. On the other side. Are you off the 210?
Yeah, close to it.
134, 210 in that general area. Off, so just west of Pasadena, basically, yes.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome, Robert. Thank you. You got it. Let me grab Lisa real quick. Lisa.
Jorge, ¿qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó, Lisa?
Real quick, my friend Angie Means Coffee.
Whoa, sorry, we lost you there. Hold on, go ahead. Say that again.
My friend Angie Means Coffee, she was placed Lisa on Friday, has a great restaurant called Jackfruit Cafe. You can get her food online at jackfruitcafe.com.
Okay.
They're doing meal prep as well as deliveries and takeout, so... She's on Instagram at Jackfruit Cafe, and she's also online at jackfruitcafe.com.
And where is her actual brick-and-mortar store?
She's over at the Colony. She's over in the Colony.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Thank you very much, Lisa. Take care. All right, we'll take more of your calls. We got one more segment to go here, 877-710-ESPN. We're going to break for 3 minutes. We've got some other stuff. The Rams lost another big-time player.
Another one.
We'll tell you who it is. Stick around and hit us up with more of your small businesses next. Sit down with you here on 710-ESPN. One more segment to go here. Pancho hit me back up about Richard Jones Barbecue. It is located, he told me, 3500 Westmore Avenue, Suite K, Santa Ana. So there you have it. So if you're in that general area, they're taking care of people. So hit them up. All right. Speaking of which, let's before we get to the calls, Dante Fowler is gone.
Another one.
Yeah, he's gone. Dante Fowler is gone, and the Rams lose another one. The Rams lose another player to free agency.
George, when the last couple of years, I mean, we had to re-sign Aaron Donald, you know, the golf deal and the Gurley deal, and we kind of spoke about it like, when are they going to have to pay for this? And I think we're seeing that come to fruition right now, man. I mean, they are losing guys left and right.
Yep.
And let's face it, it's these guys are young, but it's financial. Can't afford them.
Yep. Yep, for sure. And he's going to the Falcons. Signs a 3-year deal. So there you have it. All right, let's get to the phones here real quick. Let's start at the top here. Let's go to Jason in the LBC. What's up, Jason? What do you got?
What's up, man? Yeah, I'm an insurance broker, so I have a health insurance plan that people can get their testing. It's covered under that.
Okay.
Also, the plans are very affordable. You know, $200-$300 a month for, you know, for traditional insurance is, you know, $800 a month or whatever. And then the plans can actually start effective tomorrow or the next day. So,
right.
Really, really good. You know, for people that don't have health care right now, you know, you can definitely get that and also do Medicare for those that are over 65. So, I'm on Instagram, cool_insurance_guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can, and then right there, you can get all my information. If you're not there, then I don't know if you take the call numbers or whatever, but 714-833-8020 if people need help. I can help them out.
Okay, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Zach in Hollywood. Zach, what do you got?
Oh, good afternoon, sir. I've been listening for about 1 year. First time caller.
Welcome.
I work for a company called Action Med, and so we are a messenger service. We deliver, well, we'll pick up and deliver anything. We
right. And what was the name of the company again? Because your phone cut out.
Action Messenger Service.
Okay.
Cars, vans, and trucks, so no job is too big. We deliver anything from food, clothing, documents, any miscellaneous, anything.
Okay.
So thank you for the opportunity. Again, it's Action Messenger Service.
How do people find you?
And, just actionmessengerservice.com, Hollywood, 1311 North.
All right, Zach, your phone is breaking up, but actionmessengerservice.com. We got that. Thank you. I'm sorry we had to hang up on you, but your phone was cutting out there. Let me grab Hubie in L.A. Hubie, you got a restaurant?
Hey, yes, sir. I work at Maria's Italian Kitchen. We're located in Northridge.
Okay, fair enough.
I want people to order takeout and delivery, please.
All right, so out in Northridge, out in the San Fernando Valley.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And what was it called again?
Maria's Italian Kitchen. We actually have a couple locations, but the one I work at is in Northridge.
Okay, where are the other locations? They're all in the valley too?
Man, all over the place. We have one in Encino, we have one in Oxford, we have one in Agora Hills. We have a couple places, all right. Like 10 locations.
Okay, great. So Maria's Italian Kitchen, and they're all delivering and all doing takeout?
Delivering and takeout, sir. Yes, sir.
You got it, man. Thank you, bud. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
You got it, man, for sure. Let me grab Frank in the valley. Frank, what do you got?
Hey, man, how you doing? I want to say thank you for letting us shout out the businesses. The sock store in Ventura is called Lost in Socks, and it's any socks, any sports team, anything you want, children's, adults, everything else. It's my girlfriend's shop, and it's been running for a long time. There's one in Arizona as well, but you can reach them on Instagram and on their website. They do a lot of their sales online now, of course, with everything going on. But I just want to say thank you, man. It's a big help.
Yeah, man, of course. Do what we can. What was the name of it again?
Lost in Socks.
Lost in Socks. And is there like a place they can find it on social media or like a
Yeah, of course. So it's Instagram is the same handle. It's Lost in Socks. And then the website is on the Instagram as well. It's linked in the top bio.
Okay, cool, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank
you. Got it, bro, for sure. Just try to help people out, man. Angela in West L.A., are you Jackfruit Cafe, too? Because we already got Lisa calling about that earlier.
Oh, nice. Okay, so my people are calling in because our food is the bomb. We're inside of a facility called Colony. And if you come to Colony, there's 25 restaurants in there. So the whole family, you just have to drive one place. Or you could have it delivered from one place. If you go to ordercolony.com, 25 restaurants are in there cooking. We're Jackfruit Cafe. We're all vegan. We're going to be available until 1 a.m. It's soul food. You cannot tell the difference. You will think that you are eating stuff packed with meat. You're going to feel good. You're going to be at home, not stressed out. This is feel good food, and it's yummy. And we've got a $10 menu for you. We've reduced all the prices, and we just want to help people. That's why we started the company, and now we can really, 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 really help people in a pandemic. Jackfruit Cafe. You can go to our website, jackfruitcafe.com.
And you said the Colony has 25 different restaurants, and that's in West L.A.?
That's in West L.A. at 11419 Santa Monica Boulevard, just west of the 405, in between Purdue and Butler, right across the street from the post office, 11419 Santa Monica Boulevard. It's called Colony, C-O-L-O-N-Y, 25 restaurants under the roof.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Angela. And the Colony, if you live in West L.A., 25 different places, all delivering and whatnot. That helps.
Just got hooked up, and he brings in some soul food that's kind of vegan soul food. And some of the stuff, I got to admit, I can't tell the difference.
It was good?
Yeah, man. I'm a skeptic.
I have become more plant-based and more vegan. I've tried all that kind of food, which I would have never tried, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Yeah. And you're right. It tastes pretty damn good.
Yeah, most of the time.
Pretty damn good. Let me grab a couple more. We don't have anybody's names up here, so just go on. Who am I talking to?
My name's John Hatsiris.
All right, what do you got?
I'm calling from Malibu Eatery. We have three locations, one in Redondo Beach, one in El Segundo, and one in Hollywood. You could go to MalibuEatery.com. We're going to stay open through this whole crisis until the government shuts us down. We have anything from avocado toast to chicken skewers to grass-fed barn burgers, tacos, wraps, poke bowls. We're open for business.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You got it. Also, on my Twitter, if you go to @Sedano, there's a thread that I started, okay, that basically is for small businesses, okay, offering services and whatnot. And people who own small businesses, you should retweet it, like it, so people can see it and more people with small businesses can add there. There's like 20 different small businesses already that have added their small business and the goods and services that they provide. I can't read them all because we're going to be done here in 45 seconds. But if you go to my Twitter, @Sedano, S-E-D-A-N-O, go to that. I'm going to pin it. I'm going to put it as my pinned tweet.
All right.
And then you guys can go and see and if you know businesses too that are open, shout them out there too. Okay. It doesn't have to be just your own small business. Shout out small businesses in your community. Let's help each other here. Okay. So we'll do our best here with that. So
community, man.
Yeah, for real. No doubt. All right. Thank you guys for calling in and helping the community. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Thanks to Raj. Thanks to Laura. Thanks to Albert Breer. And thanks to Dave McMiniman. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. See you.